Yeah, what's good, everyone? Good afternoon, and first and foremost, it's my girlfriend's birthday. She just turned 21, so if you can say happy birthday, please do. And if you don't know her, just say happy birthday right now while you're listening. That would be accepted also. This is another segment of Ray's podcast. Like how I always do, we gonna chop it up. We gonna chop it up. What it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what I gotta say, then join the debate. Now, yesterday, I told y'all the Golden State Warriors was gonna win an upset fashion by 10 points. 10 plus points in Houston. The Rockets came out on fire. James Harden fried pie. Curry on a couple of possessions. But that was just the beginning of the game. The Warriors made their run in the second quarter to go into halftime. Tied 56-56. Then in the second half, where it really matters, the Warriors turned up in a third and in the fourth. And they won the game 119-106. 13 points, 10 plus points in upset fashion in Houston. Kevin Durant had 37 points. He was unguardable. 7 footer, shoot threes, can dribble. That man tough. While Klay from the Bay added 28 points, blowing kisses to the Houston crowd after each three that he made. Now, the man showed up. The man showed up. James Harden, he had 41 points and 7 assists, but that wasn't enough. Damn. I know he went to the locker room like, yo, I did everything. I did everything right. And we still lost by double digits. Yeah, boy, because I told you to enjoy it in Utah. Because you're not playing against no competition. Now you're going up against the defending champions, and none of that ain't working. You can't hit none of that. Chris Paul had 23-11, but I don't mean nothing either. Welcome to the Western Conference Finals for the first time, CP3. This the big dogs now. The Rockets needed to win both games at home, and now all of the pressure is on them. If they lose this next game at home, it's a sweep. Bring out the brooms, Charles Barkley said. Warriors in three. I'm crying because it's bad. I promise you, it's bad. The Warriors. God, the Warriors. They were already the best team without Kevin Durant. You know, the regular season record. They broke Michael Jordan. And now we're seeing the Monstars do it again. You don't want to go to the Oracle down 2-0. You just don't. You don't. And some of y'all don't jump ship now. Y'all was just with ESPN talking about the Rockets ready. Nah. Told y'all, nah. The regular season don't mean anything. And if you are the number one team and you don't win, you wasted your time. The Warriors are healthy now. And that's all they need to be. Healthy in the playoffs. I remember when everybody saying the Warriors might lose to the Spurs. Then they won. Oh, the Warriors might lose to the Pelicans. The Pelicans just swept the Trailblazers. Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday looking good. The Pelicans might win game one without Curry. But the Warriors won. The only team that I can see to beat the Warriors are the Cavs. Call me crazy, but at least you calling. But we're not on that topic, though. We're not. Now, granted, even though James Harden went crazy, his role players didn't hoop. You know, he showed up, so I'm, you know. But if you watch the game, Harden was dribbling a lot, you know, dribbling the ball a lot, holding the ball for the possession and the shot clock down. Now, sometimes he didn't score. But sometimes he did. But when he didn't score, that hurt them a lot. Now, against the Warriors, when you miss a long jump shot or a layup, they're gone. Pew! We out. Them boys in the Bay running. Transition buckets. They're scoring easy while y'all scoring tough buckets. You can't win scoring tough buckets all game because you're going to miss them eventually. P.J. Tucker, now on the other hand, had 1 point. He played 35 minutes. He has to do better. This is his first time on a winning team. Now, when I say that, I mean the number one team. Now he's in the Western Conference Finals. The lights are on. You got to show up. Mbonte played 17 minutes and had a donut. A donie. If you're not pissed that you scored 20 points, then you don't need to be playing this game. You got to do better next game, though. You got to do better. I mean, 0 points. You gotta come back. Now I'm about to throw in a little twist for y'all. You know, something for y'all to think about. I think it's a pattern. We'll see, though. You know, the Rockets beat the Warriors the first time in the regular season. They played the second game. Then the Warriors won the second game. On the third time they played in the regular season, the Rockets won. And yesterday was the fourth time they played all year, and the Warriors won. Like, they taking turns. Crazy thing is the same thing with the Celtics and the Cavs. The first time the Cavs won, the first time. The second time the Celtics won. The third time the Cavs won. And then the fourth time they played each other on game one on Sunday, the Celtics won. A home team won on Sunday, and then an away team won on Monday. Both of these teams played each other three times in the regular season. Well, all four teams, actually, you know. That's just something for y'all to think about, you know. I got to leave y'all with something now. Tonight, we are back in Boston for a tough game, too. LeBron can't lose, or it's going to be tough for him to win this series. I'm going with the Cavs tonight. And LeBron James will have one of those historical performances and will tie the series up 1-1. I don't think the Cavs shoot terrible from the three-point line. I think their shots are going to be going in. It's going to be a hard one to win, though. It's not going to be easy just to beat Boston. You know, they are undefeated in the postseason at the crib. Uh-oh, guess who's starting tonight, boy? Tristan Thompson will be starting tonight for the Cavs at the center position. Kevin Love is not a center. He needs to be at the four. Look at Tyronn Lue being a coach. Tristan Thompson will be around the basket, you know, on defense. He'll be able to do the little things by getting rebounds and bringing that passion to the floor. And sometimes the little things matter. I told y'all that matters. You got to have those pieces around you. Team. So there y'all go. I gave y'all my prediction and I'm sticking with it. Now, betting is legal now. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? I think it's a bad thing for college players, though, because they are the ones not getting paid. Now, for the league, you know, people in the league, I don't think it will affect them because those players are already rich and people have been betting, I don't know how many years now, been going on. Now, college players can be easily influenced to blow a game because they need that money. They are getting the university and the NCAA richer while they are the ones that are entertaining the fans. They are doing the work. It's just something to think about. I don't know, man. Now, tonight, the NBA draft. It's not the NBA draft. It's when we will see people, the teams, who will get the first round, the second round pick. Sorry for saying the NBA draft, but I'm excited to see who will get it, who will get the first round pick. You know, chances for the number one overall pick in the 2018 draft, you know, the Suns have a 25% chance. The Grizzlies have a 19.9% chance. The Mavericks with 13.8. Hawks, 13.7. Magic, 8.8. Bulls, 5.3. Kings, 5.3. The Cavs, 2.8. And the Knicks, 1.7. Those are all of the percentages. The Cavs' chances are slim for the first round pick, but it would be crazy to see them get the first round pick because they got it from Brooklyn. Now, this year's draft is stacked now. with the players that this is the mock draft, you know what I'm saying? The people that are in there. We got DeAndre Ayton, Luka Doncic from over there, overseas. We got Marvin Bagley, Jaren Jackson Jr., Michael Porter Jr., Mo Bamba, Wendell Carter, Mikal Bridges, Trey Young, Shai Alexander, Kevin Knox, Colin Sexton, Robert Williams. He went off on my UNC boys, Texas A&M, Miles Bridges, Jalen Brunson, Gary Trent Jr., and last but not least, Devontae Graham. I'm sorry if I left anybody out, but it's too many names. I couldn't think off the top. I couldn't. I'm sorry. I know it's other people that are going to the draft. I know it's the high school boy from IMG, Anthony Simmons. He's trying to go straight from high school to the league. Yeah, I can't think of everybody off the top, but this year college basketball season was by far the best. Anybody could have lost at any given night. The whole year was lit. A lot of upsets happened. And history was also made. A 16 seed finally beat a number one seed. It was crazy. You know, I can't wait to talk about it. Make sure y'all tune in, for real. Make sure y'all tune in to see. You know, basketball is lit tonight. Because this year's draft might be the best in due time. We will see. It's too early to say what it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what I gotta say, then join the debate. Copy.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.